The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're going to share some of the most attention-grabbing headlines about parents and kids that we can find.
Lots of you probably heard about the 6-year-old boy who was playing in the park near his house, and a neighbor brought him home saying she was concerned for his safety. Then the police showed up. They didn't file a report. And then a few days later, Child Protective Services stopped by. The whole situation really has lots of people talking about what age a child should be able to play alone outside. Whether a caring neighbor really would call the police or maybe just talk to the parents, there's lots of questions there.
Yeah, and there are plenty of people who think 6 is too young for a child to be playing alone further than the front yard, even if where he was playing could easily be seen from the front porch of his house. But the mom wasn't on the front porch, she was inside, and the fact that the neighbor was able to get the boy to leave with her and get him to tell her where he lived is a bit disturbing. What if the neighbor had not been so nice?
Yes, this is one of those highly debatable topics. We want kids playing outside and not staring at screens all day, and we don't want to be helicopter parents, but...
I know. Like you said, debatable highly. On a lighter note, have you heard about the Atlanta Braves Simba Cam?
No.
Instead of catching lovers smooching on the big screen at the game, parents are lifting up their babies like that famous scene on Pride Rock in the Lion King movie.
Oh, I think that's much cuter than the Kiss Cam.
Me too. Well, thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow around 7:45 a.m. to share more parenting headlines.